Walt Disney Pictures.
So there I was, face to face with the biggest, meanest leopard on this side of the Serengeti, and...
You roared so loud, his spots flew clean off. Dad, I've heard this like a billion times.
Do you know the one where I made the laughing hyenas cry?
Yep.
The croc attack?
Dad.
Okay, think.
Yeah, you do that.
All right, Mr. Smart Guy. Here's one I know you haven't heard.
A lion talks to his cub.
It all started in a little place I like to call...
The title comes up over the horizon.
The Wild. They were the fastest wildebeest on the savannah. We're talking fast. All the other lions had given up the hunt hours ago. Except your old man. Fortunately, I knew a shortcut.
The cub's old man leaps from one tall flat-top rock to another, over a branch and down onto the plain.
I thought I had him, until the dust cleared.
He's surrounded.
Classic wildebeest trap.
So what did you do next?
What did I do?
Yeah.
That's when I gave them the roar.
The lion's huge roar sends the snarling wildebeest somersaulting backwards, crashing into cliffs and catapulting the rocks and themselves off into the distance. The lion's massive jaws snap shut.
That's it?
Hold on a sec. I only thought it was over. But they had a secret weapon.
A huge creature plods up.
He was the biggest wildebeest I'd ever seen. He was 14 feet tall.
14?
I meant 1,400. And 1 foot tall.
Cool.
And he had four of the biggest horns I'd ever seen.
Huh?
Whoa! His breath was red hot. I mean green. And he hated the environment. To pull this off, I knew I was gonna have to dig deep. Deeper than I ever had before. So I swallowed my fear. Sucked in the biggest breath I could.
Dad, I'm ready.
You got it?
I got it!
We'll let him have it! Roar, son!
Wildebeest grind to a halt. The monster wildebeest throws back his head. One by one, the wildebeest pop like bubbles, and Samson the lion and Ryan his cub are actually in the New York Zoo, watched by humans. Samson shows off his roar.
Uh-huh.
He poses with one paw in the air. Ryan sulks.
Story of my life. Your roar stops a herd of wildebeest. Mine makes the babies laugh.
Hey, come on! That was much better. I'm serious. It dropped half an octave. Dropped half an octave? And it sure scared me.
Hey.
Made my hair stand up on end.
You're right, Dad.
Okay, let's take it from the top.
I'm done for today.
Come on. One more. You were so close. Maybe it's something technical. Maybe you're not opening your mouth wide enough. Like this.
Dad. Thanks for the technical help. If you really wanted me to roar like you, you'd take me to the wild.
Whoa, hold on a sec. We've got everything we could ever want right here. Great lifestyle, 3 squares a day.
And it's boring.
Boring?
I'm never gonna learn how to roar here, Dad.
Ryan.
But don't worry. I finally figured out how we can get to the wild.
You did?
The pigeons say those green boxes go there.
Those boxes are bad news. Stay away.
But, Dad...
Listen, I know you're frustrated. But a lion finds his roar here.
I'm so tired of hearing that, Dad.
Huh?
It's a rat! Get that rat off my
baby! A rat?
Benny the squirrel tugs at a baby's candy beads and is flung about by the baby's mom.
Rats do not got bling like this, lady.
Benny sent flying straight up Samson's left nostril. He struggles to get out.
Lastly, that is the ugliest baby I have ever seen.
Belly, stealing candy from a baby?
Samson snorts him out.
Stealing is such a strong word. I prefer liberating.
Uh-huh.
Hey, kid, heard the roar. Down another,
octave.
Octave!
Ryan drops Ben.
Oh, so, you ready to cheer me and your old man as we capture our 5th straight turtle curling title? Yeah!
I can't even roar. How would you even know I'm there?
Ryan slopes off.
So you really think it dropped an octave?
Absolutely. What the heck is an octave?
A serving hatch in a rock opens.
Rabbit.
Cholesterol. I'll stick with the nuts.
I don't know where his problem is, Benny. He's 11, but he's still roaring at 9-year-old level.
Little help here, Sammy?
Samson cracks an acorn for Benny.
Maybe you're setting the bar too high.
And with all those stories about Samson the Wild.
Hey, he's always loved those stories. They inspire him.
Okay, okay. I'm not gonna argue with someone who used my tail as dental floss. Oh, Sammy, you got something right there.
Where?
No, no, other side.
Here?
The stuck piece of meat lands on Benny's head. At the zoo gift shop.
Shop and get the most popular plush in America. Nigel, the I Like You Koala.
Oh, look, honey, the crazy thing talks.
He's so cuddly, I like you.
That's right, he's so cuddly. And better yet, he likes you.
Only one koala is left. The zoo gate shut, watched by Benny on a branch.
Finally! And the zoo will officially be ours in T-minus 3, 2, and showtime.
An elephant trumpets.
Here I come!
A koala lands on top of the gate.
Put that bar there!
When I'm strolling to the music and I'm popping to the beat.
That tickles.
From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
I'm a big time hopping.
Get out of my way, you bum! There's that moth-eaten koala!
I've told you flamingos 100 times, walk.
How about an autograph?
Don't.
Off my co-captain now.
Sorry, Samson.
That didn't hurt.
Benny to Samson.
Oh, I almost forgot to tell you. I'm going to ask Bridget out, finally.
Slow down, Romeo. You are a squirrel, and she is...
Perfect, right? Look, I know what you're saying. Believe me, I got my eyes wide open. Hey, watch where you're going, you big, big...
He looks up into the big, beautiful eyes of Bridget, a female giraffe.
Bridget. Don't stare at my spots, Benny. My eyes are up here.
Oh, of course. I'm so sorry. Oh, this is for you, honey. It goes around your left hoof.
Did you get that out of the trash? Oh, you did, you little trash picker.
I'm not a trash picker. I'm a recycler. That's a lot more romantic, isn't it?
Romantic? Romantic? Oh, don't mention romance to me, Benny. I've never had a boyfriend.
Great! That settles it! I accept the job of boyfriend number one!
Benny, only the female orb weaver spider will date a male 1/20th her size.
So there's hope!
And then she eats him.
Huh?
Oh. But at least he dies happy.
A hippo squeezes under a fence. A monkey comes by with a toy koala.
Right, dude!
The hippo and a kangaroo join the others.
Dude.
Samson moses over to a tree.
Hey! Hey, Ryan. Listen, I'm heading down to the game. I'm gonna see you there, right?
Ryan hides.
Come on, Ryan. We need you. You're our biggest fan.
Yo, Samson! Ha! I'm your number one fan, man! Woo! Woo!
Thanks, man. Right back at ya!
You were saying, Dad?
Ryan, listen, about this afternoon, I was just trying...
Fine. I'll go to your game, all right?
Okay. I'll, see you there, then.
Ryan lies slumped on a high tree branch in a sulk. The kangaroo pops up and slaps the hippo on his big round bottom.
Come on, dude.
They call up to Ryan.
Dude.
Guess who's here?
He's Duke. Man, he always guesses.
We're gonna stalk the gazelles while everybody's at the game.
You in?
Ryan perks up.
Let's go, bro.
Ryanator. I'm coming down.
The zoo inmates are at the ice rink.
Fish heads! Get your ice cold, fish heads! Now I'm all free!
Final period of the curling championship, and the penguins are up. Here comes Victor.
A turtle is slid across the ice.
What a beauty! Yeah, swing!
Let's
head straight for the red bullseye. This could be it. Fuego!
Yes.
That's gonna be tough to beat.
What? Tough to beat? That's just the way we like it. Right, guys?
Mm-hmm. The penguin curling team punched the air.
I can't believe this. If we lose, I'm gonna rip my head off. And yours.
We cannot lose to flightless birds.
Whoa, 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 whoa. No one is losing anything around here. As long as we stay focused. By the way, has anyone seen Ryan?
Oh, I know. Maybe he's sulking because he lives in his father's shadow and he roars like a schoolgirl.
Thanks, Lair.
You betcha.
Monkeys taught Nigel the koala with their toy koalas.
Not again.
Nigel, ignore them.
I'm not coming. I'm a vicious jungle animal from the streets of London. Fear me!
Get him!
Help! Help me!
Girls, put him down.
I am not a dog.
Yes, he takes it.
Leave my bum alone.
Help. Nigel, get your paws off my girlfriend.
Betty, I am not your girlfriend.
They all land in a heap.
Really nice dog.
What is up with Samson's team today? Brutal.
Benny, oh my gosh. Who knows mouth to mouth?
I do.
Benny kisses Bridget.
What was that?
Just your daily dose of vitamin Benny.
Baby.
Get off my nose.
Nigel whacks the toy koala.
Next year I should just coach.
The hippo peeps around a tree.
Check it. The Thompson Gazelle.
0 to 50 in 4.5 seconds. The ultimate fleeing machine.
There is no substitute.
Let's get a closer look at these Slim Jims.
Shall we?
I think we shall.
Maybe we should just go to the game.
I thought you wanted to be wild, dude.
I bet your dad chased gazelles.
Yeah, if he were our age, he would so be rocking out with us.
He'd already be in there, running them down like they were...
Gazelles.
Yeah, gazelles or something. Ready, man?
Ryan steps forward.
We better not. Oh, yeah? Are you gonna stop us?
Guys.
Here we go.
At the ice rink.
The whole series comes down to this throw. There's no tomorrow. It's do or die. You know what I mean.
Guys, I know we're down, but we're gonna pull this out. Because we're gonna use the secret play.
The secret play? Hey, everybody, guess what? We're gonna use the secret play!
Larry, the first part of the secret play is keeping it secret.
Okay.
Now just follow my lead. I'm going to need a double effort from everybody.
Absolutely, Captain. Triple effort if you want, sir.
Good. Ready and break.
Shh. Quiet.
On three, dude. One, two.
No!
Ryan leaps ahead of the hippo and kangaroo. The gazelle's ears prick up and hippo and kangaroo laugh.
Uh-oh.
Now you did it, Ryan.
Ryan gasps.
Feeling mean, Donald?
Folks, there's pressure on the big guy.
Ready, Bridget?
Ready.
Ready, Benny?
Ready!
Hey, Samson, it's a shame your little brat isn't here to see you lose.
Samson seems stretching Larry the snake like a rubber band.
Hold it!
Benny's teeth lose their grip on the ice. Benny lets go of Larry's tail and goes flying. Larry's tail curls around Bridget's neck. The pair shoot across the ice.
Here comes Samson. Look at that guy. Is he a beauty or what?
Larry, Bridget, sweep!
What a recovery! Sending in Bridget and Larry to do the job.
Sweep faster, Larry. Sweep.
I am.
Come on, man.
The penguin is sending their ace victor to...
Watch it, Victor. Yeah, watch it yourself, see?
Nigel, how are we looking?
Penguin team block Nigel.
This could be trouble, folks!
This is cheating, and you will die for this.
I can't hear you, Nigel!
Move left a bit.
A penguin whacks Nigel. Larry's twirling the broom.
And hit!
Larry, no!
Tally-ho!
He hits the turtle. It rebounds off a banner, bounces on the ice, then off a fat penguin, and knocks the whole penguin curling team over like nine pins.
Go on!
The little turtle slides past the target.
Can't believe my eyes! Looks like Samson might have choked!
Turtle propels itself onto the target.
Yes!
Unbelievable!
The turtle shifts off the target as the ground shakes.
The title! No, wait! I call it too soon! The penguins have done it! They're Zoo's chance for the first time!
Stampede!
Ryan runs in front of the gazelles.
Please! Stop!
Ryan cows helplessly as they jump over him and slide on the ice, their legs all over the place. The turtle goes flying. Ryan's sliding uncontrollably across the ice. He knocks over several gazelles as he whizzes by. He's clawing the ice with all his might. He starts to slow down. Samson stops him with his paw.
Dude, busted.
Catastrophic.
Told you I'd come to the game.
You think this is funny? You just endangered everyone in the zoo.
I'm sorry.
For what? Chasing the gazelles or costing us the game?
No,
all you do is sit up in your tree and sulk.
If you just
listen. What is it? What's the problem? Is all this because you can't roar?
Ryan frowns, and Samson's face softens.
Ryan, I didn't mean
You know what I'm doing when I'm sulking up in my tree? I'm thinking how great it would be if Samson the Wild wasn't my father.
Huh? Ryan, I didn't...
It'd make being Ryan the Lame a whole lot easier.
Ryan, I'm sorry. Ryan, please don't...
Ryan's run away.
Leave.
Hi, Ryan. Thanks for coming to the game. And you were worried he wouldn't show up.
Later, Ben is with Samson.
Not good. No one listens to the squirrel.
I don't know what to do anymore, Benny. I've tried everything.
Everything? You tried everything.
What are you saying?
I'm saying you have to tell him the truth.
I don't think I could do that, Benny. I mean, what's he gonna think of me when he finds out?
I don't know. But if you don't tell him, you're gonna lose him, Sammy.
The little gray squirrel scampers away, leaving Samson alone by a fountain in the dark zoo. The lion lowers his shaggy head. On the other side of the zoo, Ryan wanders alone on a path, his head low, his footsteps heavy.
Well, it seems the more we talk, the less I have to say. Let's put our differences aside.
He stares at a poster of Samson.
I wanted to make you proud, but I just got in your way. I found a place that I can hide.
Ryan swipes his claw fiercely through the air. He looks up at the poster of his father, then sighs and looks away. He sees something beyond the zoo gates.
Green boxes.
Ryan peers at the poster again, showing Samson about to pounce, and a caption that reads, "Wild." He looks away from the poster and pads alongside the zoo fence, on the other side of which are the green cargo shipping containers. He climbs up onto his favorite tree. In another part of the zoo, Samson looks over to Ryan's tree and starts to walk over to him.
What do I have to do to try and make you see?
Unaware of his dad's approach, Ryan leaps off a branch, over a wire fence, and lands in a restricted area. Without hesitation, he lopes towards one of the green shipping containers. He pauses briefly in front of an open door of a container, slips inside, lies down beside a small crate, and goes to sleep. On the other side of the wire fence, Samson has reached Ryan's tree. He looks up with a sigh, turns to leave, then turns back, leaps up into the tree, and crawls towards his son's favorite perch. He pushes aside some leafy branches and realizes that Ryan isn't there. Ryan wakes up as the container doors are pushed closed.
I changed my mind! I don't want to go!
Help! Ryan.
Samson races after the truck.
Help me!
Watch out!
Sam!
Wait for us!
Dad!
Ryan!
Samson, Bridget, Benny, and Larry watch helplessly behind the wire fence as the truck speeds away.
Benny, we need to have that truck followed.
Check.
Get me the pigeons.
An old gray pigeon.
I am one Danish meat, guys. Come on, baby.
The pigeon throws two ladybirds at a wall. One lands shell up, the other shell down. One ladybird rolls the other shell up. Benny slaps the pigeon.
Benny, I need until Friday before I am paying you back.
Oh, no, it's Ryan. He's in one of those green boxes and they took it away on a truck. We've got to find him.
That is not good. Not good at all.
I know. I am telling him, you crazy pigeon.
The green boxes go to the big water where stiff lady with spikes on her head.
Samson.
Just tell me where the green boxes go.
Stiff lady, spikies. Yes, like my wife says, the truck takes them to her.
Statue of Liberty.
Oh, I hate telling bad news. There is more bad news to tell. When the sun rises, the green boxes leave on board but never return. I am sorry for this. I really am.
Everyone's gone.
Hello?
No, not good. Not good.
You always say that.
I keep on saying it. No one's listening. Like a broken record here.
Okay, when do we leave, Sammy?
Yeah, when do we leave?
It's not we. It's me. Let's make this clear. This is now a rescue mission, and I am the only one going.
We'll come too. We're not afraid. Are we, guys?
Afraid? No. You know koalas. More like scared of things.
Look, Ryan's like a cub to all of us. Mm-hmm. Not that I'll ever have one of my own at this rate.
You know, there's that famous koala once said, we will fight them with peaches.
Yeah. Anyway. So we're helping. Whatever it takes.
You want to leave with me? Okay. If you don't mind being hunted down, shot at,
ow,
stuffed,
okay,
or worse, then fine.
I have a recurring nightmare about taxidermy and spot remover.
Well, they have to catch us before they can stuff us, and I'm fast.
Nobody's leaving but me. Got it?
Okay, you're the boss. You got the big hair.
Benny.
Oh, yeah, it's good, Sammy. Hey, way to weed out the weak links. All right, now that they're out of the picture, what's the plan?
A dumpster full of rubbish is tipped out into a dirty rubbish truck. Black smoke billows from the truck's exhaust pipe as it drives away. The zoo's large metal gates close behind it as the truck drives along the street. A worried-looking Samson sticks his head out of the top of the truck. Benny joins him.
Don't worry about a thing, big guy. I got it all taken care of. I know this city like the back of my paw. We ditched this truck in Fifth Avenue, couple lefts, couple rights, bada boom, there's Broadway.
As Bridget stands up, she knocks Benny out onto the road.
You're there.
He faints. Inside the truck, Samson turns and sees Bridget behind him.
What are you doing here? What?
We're going to help you find Ryan.
She said we're going to help you find Ryan.
Oh, great.
Hey, guys, I've got popcorn up my bum. Do I look trashy in this? Okay, here's my overall plan. Where are we going?
I only have until sunrise before Ryan is taken away forever. And now I have to worry about you three? Ugh. All right, fine. When do we get off of this thing, Benny?
Benny's here?
Yeah, he's right there.
Oh, no, he's not.
Benny? Benny!
Great. Now what am I gonna do?
Bridget's lips flap in the wind.
What is she saying?
She said, back out!
No!
The truck enters a tunnel. It's pitch black.
Hey! I am not in the mood for a game of footsie or hoofsie or pawsie.
That wasn't my paw. It was this. I didn't steal it. I borrowed it. It'll light the way to Ryan.
Nigel's holding a mini version of the Statue of Liberty torch. The truck speeds out of the tunnel towards Manhattan. Samson and his pals look up with wonder at the neon-lit skyscrapers ahead of them. I could not stop that you now know singing. Come out of things unsaid. Shouldn't I... The truck passes through Times Square with its flashing lights and brightly colored billboards. Bridget does a double take when she sees an enormous poster of a giraffe. Larry's in a daze. Samson sees a massive billboard advertising New York Zoo, featuring a loving picture of him and Ryan. He stares sadly ahead. In the green shipping container, Ryan wears the same sad expression as he stares out at the bars of the crate. The rubbish truck comes to a sudden halt. The walls of the truck start to close in.
Wow, the walls are moving.
Oh, right, the walls are moving!
Larry, hold your breath.
Sam wedges Larry's rigid body between the two walls.
Larry, stay straight! Larry collapses.
Everybody out!
All right, don't panic. What we've got to do...
Samson grabs Nigel and flings him out of the truck. Larry lands in a pile of empty paint cans. Oh,
this is definitely not good. Samson!
Give me your hook!
Bridget's stuck inside the truck.
Larry!
Samson throws Larry in front of the windscreen.
The garbage! It lives!
The truck shuts down and the walls stop moving.
Guys? Okay, anybody? I'm freaking out.
What's the holdup?
Hello? Oh.
We're over here, Nigel.
Right, I'll be there in a minute.
Think, what did Benny say? Couple of lefts, couple of rights.
Bridget, can you see the green lady?
I'm looking, but I can't see over anything for a change.
How far are you away? You in a different continent?
Nigel bumps into Samson.
Is that you, Larry?
Up here, Nigel.
You're a very furry snake.
Guys, shh. We don't want to draw attention to ourselves.
Samson shakes Nigel out of a paint can. A pack of dogs race towards them.
Oh, dogs. This should be fun for you, Samson.
Nigel, grab Bridget.
What?
Run!
As Bridget runs, Nigel spun round and round her leg.
I'm gonna throw up!
That's a nitpick, but shouldn't you be tearing them to shreds?
All part of the plan. This maneuver is known as the Serengeti Slip. Page 10 of the Predator's Playbook.
They turn into a dead end.
What next?
Page 11?
The dogs run past the turning.
Go on, you mutts! Stupid dogs, we could have taken you.
The dogs turn back.
Taken you to a disco. Larry, improvise.
Larry, that's not helping.
Okay.
Oh, you dogs think you got bark? Well, Samson's got roar. Show him, Sam.
Dig deep, Samson. You're a lion. Be a lion.
Eesh, look at that guy.
Samson's foot touches a metal grate.
Sam, they are frothing at the mouth.
Okay, Larry Coyle!
Larry coils his tail around the grate. Samson pinches Bridget's bum. She leaps up, causing Larry to flip open the grate.
Sam?
I improvised. Now jump!
Down there?
Yes!
Bridget jumps, then Nigel.
We're leaving, Larry!
Samson grabs Larry's tail and jumps.
Ow.
Uh-oh.
Larry's stuck in the grate. The dogs charge at him. Samson yanks him into the sewer just in time. In the sewer, Nigel is on Bridget's head and Larry's on her back. Samson trails behind.
Teensy question, Samson. With those dogs up there, why didn't you just do what you did in the wild? You know, lionize them or lionate them or lionify them?
I don't have time to fight dogs, Bridget. We have to find Ryan, remember?
Ew, what is this stinky place?
It,
Oi!
Appears to be a human bathing area.
You mean humans don't lick themselves clean? Disgusting!
Oh, they're hopeless. It is hard to believe they are at the top of the food chain.
I can't imagine beginning the day without licking myself. No hurry, but is there a plan?
Of course there's a plan.
The torch fades.
We follow this water to the big water. And then we find a lady with...
Larry, either your stomach is growling or something in your stomach is growling.
Wasn't me.
They look over at Nigel.
What?
There's a large crocodile behind him. Nigel belts him with the torch. Another croc appears.
Oh, smooth move, Nigel.
Oh, fine, twins.
Okay, Sammy, let's hurry it up now, because these guys are seeming to have acid reflux or something.
Everybody, stay calm.
Calm?
Not good.
The crocs have them cornered. One of them speaks.
Yo. Boo!
I'm gonna say, it looks like you and your crew here are a little far from your burrow.
Far from your burrow! Oh, I love it.
We're going to the big water. Nigel, show them what we're looking for.
Nigel poses like the Statue of Liberty.
Like this?
I think it's in her right hand.
He swaps hands and strikes the pose.
And isn't she blue?
I can't do blue.
No idea what he's talking about, you.
Doesn't even register.
Nah, you're batting zero, kid.
Nigel, do the thing with the...
Make your bloody mind up.
He mimes a crown.
The big female with the spikes on a melon.
They're tourists.
All right, tourists, listen up. You gotta get to Battery Park. First, you take the Broadway culvert.
Whoa, you send them down the Broadway culvert?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
They get lost at the sewage treatment plant.
Get out of here.
What are you talking about?
How would you send them?
You're sending them the wrong way.
The Wall Street culvert is blocked with construction.
That is true.
All right, then.
Look, guys, you're gonna help or not?
Yeah, sure. Of course we're gonna help you. We're one big family, right? Some of that guy over there, he scares
you. You done running your mouth yet, Carmine? Huh? Are you? Huh? Huh? I apologize. He never got over being flushed down the toilet. Huh? Yeah. Now follow me, because you four, it won't last 10 minutes in this neighborhood. It's a jungle down here.
Stan!
What?
You know who that is?
No.
That's one of them talking Kiwana bears!
Oh, how you doing? I'm so cuddly, I like you.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those things floating down here in the sewer.
Good. You're making me laugh over here.
Hey, just wait for me.
The sun beams brightly over stacks of shipping containers at New York Harbor as they're being loaded onto different ships. Larry and Nigel, riding on Bridget's back, appear.
Are we in the right place?
Any place without two hilarious alligators seems a move in the right direction.
Sam, do you see anything up there?
I sure do.
The Statue of Liberty.
Well, 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 there she is, like Hamir said.
And it's sunrise, which means we're a tad short on time.
Guys, look, we know the box Ryan's in is green. It's got to be around here somewhere, so I need you to...
So we should shout out if we see a box that looks exactly like the ones over there.
It's dangling from a crane.
It hasn't left yet. We can make it. Let's go.
Ah, hold on, Larry.
Okay.
Samson puts Nigel on his back. Larry calls around Bridget's neck.
Which way now?
Yeah, which way?
Run!
Whoa!
They run frantically ahead of the container. It's heading to a ship named Zootoo Africa Rescue Program. The ship's moving away from shore.
No.
Samson clings to the rails.
No! Ryan's on that thing! We've got to stop it!
We can't, Sam!
I don't care!
No, Sammy, you'll drown!
The friends are crestfallen as they watch the massive ship sail away.
I've failed. Again.
I only count one failure. It's big. It's just one.
Goodbye, Ryan. We're gonna miss you.
Suddenly, they jerk forward. They're on a tugboat.
What on earth is going on?
It's a human, and I do not think he works for the zoo.
Perhaps now is a good time to improvise.
What?
Bridget steps on Samson's tail. The boat driver leaps overboard.
Great! One problem down.
Far out!
Barry gets caught in the spinning boat wheel.
One disaster to go.
Larry's tail flicks the throttle forward and the boat speeds towards a huge ship. Larry's still stuck on the wheel.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Larry,
ow,
what are you doing? Ow, we're headed for the other boat!
Ow. How do we steer? Who knows how to steer? None of us. We're animals. Great! No!
Samson grabs hold of Larry's neck. The wheel turns sharply to the right, narrowly avoiding a collision with the ship. But they're heading towards another ship.
Hold on, Larry. Do that again.
Do what?
Whatever you just did, but the opposite.
But I don't know my opposites.
The ship's getting closer.
No, Larry, like this.
Samson spins the wheel sharply to the left. The tugboat scrapes along the side of the ship. They're safe.
Hey, I think I've got it.
Well, that was easy. Oh, dear. Anyone got any eucalyptus wipes?
This isn't so difficult. I'm the lion of the sea.
Well done, sir. Captain of our team and now captain of this vessel. You're brilliant.
I hate to be Miss Negative, but in this melee, we seem to have lost Ryan's boat.
What, nothing?
Nothing. He's gone.
No.
Samson looks out at the endless ocean. Benny appears. He's flying on a goose using the sweetie necklace as his reins. The goose is at the front of a V formation of migrating geese.
There! Nelson! The green boxes!
You sure, eh?
And there's my buddies! And my love! Let's go in!
We'll head away from the sun.
No, towards the sun. To the north. Starboard. Leftboard. Just follow my finger.
Oh, please. You guys wouldn't know the answer if it fell from the sky and hit you in the head.
Benny lands on her head.
It's a bat! Get it off me! Get it off me!
He's thrown against a wall.
Benny!
Benny?
Gaze!
Okay. Are you all right?
Yes, my princess.
Benny, you made it!
Oh, you're my best friend. Best friends should stick together.
Even not so best friends who knock you off a speeding garbage truck!
Excuse me, but I begged them to go back and get you. Just so you know.
Benny, could you see Ryan's boat from up there?
Well, it just so happens I saw it heading that way. And we're in luck.
How's it going, eh?
Canadian geese, experts at intercontinental travel.
Hey, Birdie, okay, is it true that Canada has lax immigration policies for koalas?
I'll take it from here, Nigel. My son's out there. We really need your help. Can you lead us to that boat?
No problem, eh? Just follow us and Bob's your uncle. Try not to land too far behind, eh?
They fly off.
Hey, Benny. Thanks. And FYI, Bridget was very concerned when you fell off the truck.
Benny fixes his hair and smiles up at Bridget.
Bet you didn't know I could ride geese, did you?
Clear back.
Oh, brother.
Samson's at the wheel.
Sammy, we going to the wild now?
I think we are, Larry.
Samson gives him a wink. Larry pulls the throttle forward, and the boat picks up speed as they follow the Canadian geese. As they follow the ship, a map charts their progress across the Atlantic Ocean. Captain Samson's at the helm of the boat, peering through a telescope. Bridget holds Larry up like a periscope, and Nigel, sitting on Larry's head, sunbathes, wearing shades and holding a reflector under his chin. Later, storm clouds appear, and lightning flashes across the sky. Samson's struggling to control the boat as the waves thrash it about in the ocean. His friends gather round him at the helm. On the big ship, Ryan cowers in fear in his container as the storm worsens. Sometime later, Nigel, his eyes bulging crazily, points to some fluffy white clouds.
I can't take it anymore. He's taunting us. Listen! Stop laughing at us, you solar twit! Captain Bligh, sir, are the ice cream cones ready? The crew, they're on the verge of mutiny.
Nigel, please.
If you don't give us ice creams pretty quick, you're going to walk the plank, sir.
Nigel.
I don't care if I drown. I'm getting off this death cruise right now.
They all fall over as the boat hits something.
Iceberg! Permission to get out with the ship, sir. Hang on, stuff that. Run, swim.
Nigel jumps overboard.
Nigel?
Look, I'm a starfish.
Nigel's on sand.
Guys, look.
Gosh, it's been like a lifetime since you've been here.
Yeah, a lifetime.
The boat's moored on the middle of a beach lined with tall palm trees. Ryan's ship is on a different part of the beach. Samson and his friends peep over the side of the ship and look around.
What the heck?
Wow! Look! They're releasing the green boxes back into the wild!
Larry!
Guys, they're putting animals inside the green boxes. I just can't figure out why.
It's a tunnel to another dimension, can't you see? They go
Sam,
in, they come out.
It's all right, Nigel.
No,
hey, you think it has anything to do with that?
A volcano.
All right, hang on a second. Either I'm starving or Larry is making sense.
You're right. Those animals are being rescued.
Ryan's container is unloaded by a crane. The doors open, and he peeks out. Seeing a huge elephant approaching the container, Ryan leaps out and runs.
Ryan?
Samson lopes towards him.
Ryan!
Ryan's almost trampled by the elephant. He runs away.
Oh, no. Ryan!
Ryan's running into the jungle. Samson follows.
We've got to move fast! Ryan!
Samson's running through the dense jungle.
Ryan! Ryan!
Samson's in a clearing.
Ryan! Where are you, buddy?
There's nothing but trees.
Ryan!
Benny.
I can't believe it. I was so close.
Hey,
he was right there. We'll never find him now.
Sam,
do you know how big it is out there?
Will you get a hold of yourself? Use your instincts.
I don't want to run anymore.
Good. Because quite frankly, you need a good sports bra.
Don't worry. Everything's
Ryan?
Under control. Temporary setback.
I got it.
You lost him, but...
I got Ryan's scent.
You got it?
I mean, he got it. Let's go.
Hooray!
Wait for us.
I'm not designed for this. I want a car.
Samson stopped by some reeds.
Hey, guys, I found him. Ryan.
A small hyrax.
Doesn't anyone knock anymore?
Hey, where's my son? Did he come through here?
Yeah, now that I think about it, he did come through here. Hello? Come on out, baby lion. Your dad's here. Well, what do you know? There's a whole pride of lions down here.
Oof. Oh, woo. Funky. I was under the impression you had Ryan's scent. Not this olfactory insult.
I had Ryan's scent, but my predator instincts must have kicked in since, you know, I haven't eaten for a while.
Exactly! You never know when those predator instincts are gonna kick in.
Excellent. Fantastic! We get to see the legend in action.
I'd love to, but we just don't have time.
Oh, we got the time, Sammy. Just... And then you do this, and then this bit. Rip him apart.
The horror.
Samson grabs the Hyrax. And opens his huge mouth.
Oh, I can't bear to watch. But I have to.
Samson lightly touches it with his teeth.
Go on, get out of here.
The legend just dropped his dinner.
Oh, boy.
What's wrong? I'm not good enough for you to eat or something?
No, it's just I'm allergic to nuts.
Oh, now I get it. You get a toy with me, bait me up a little, then pounce just when I get my hopes up. Oh, how exciting.
Come on, guys. Ryan can't be far.
Hey! I'm not finished with you! I am a delicacy. My flesh has fruity wood notes!
Watch it, you little hors d'oeuvre. That's Samson the Wild you're talking to.
You call this wild? This is a cat. A big, fat, tame pussycat.
Okay, that's enough.
Ooh, the pussycat hissed at me. Maybe I should hide behind the koala for protection. Well, Retty, could you slap me in the face a few times?
No. Why, are you a twit?
Ignore him, Nigel.
Don't bother, I'm leaving.
You're weird.
Run for your lives, everyone. It's in line with moral issues.
The Hyrax bumps into a tree.
And I've had it with you, too! Thanks a lot for wrecking my day!
Teensy question. Or more like a sort of a query meets a statement. That Hyrax back there, it was sort of like you couldn't eat him.
Yeah, what about back in that alleyway, those dogs? There was no munching there either.
Samson, if I didn't know any better, I'd almost say that you're...
A vegetarian?
No, no, that's not what I was going to say.
You were going to say...
It's almost like you're not from...
The wild?
Samson lowers his eyes, then stares solemnly at them.
Well, you're right. I'm not from the wild.
What?
I'm just a phony. Truth is, I can't protect you out here. Please, just go back to the boat. I've got to find my son.
Samson runs off into the jungle.
Benny, please tell me we're not in a dangerous jungle with an 8-inch squirrel protecting us.
Actually, I'm 9 inches. But other than that, yes.
So that means...
We are going to die!
They all run around hysterically.
Hey, guys! Guys! You calm down already?
How could he lie to us?
We're his best friend.
Sure. Maybe he lied because he didn't want to tell us the truth.
Mm. Okay, yeah, whatever. Whatever. Let's just go back to the boat then.
The fierce, the proud, the wild.
Bridget!
Rubbish!
But wait, where are you going? Stop right there. Stop! Bridget, if you go, I'm breaking up with you.
We were never going out in the first place.
Okay, then we're taking a break.
Nigel!
All right.
Nigel hits Benny round the head.
Hey, listen!
Blah, 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 blah.
I know you're scared, but at least we got each other. Sammy's got nobody. He's out there all alone. And so is Ryan.
Samson.
Okay, focus, Samson. He's got to be out there somewhere. You'll find him. I mean, how big can this place be anyway?
He pushes aside some leaves. He's on the top of a cliff. Below him is dense jungle stretching for miles and miles.
Ryan!
Somewhere in that jungle, Ryan's picking his way around the dense vegetation. A baby hippo.
Hey there, little fella. You're lost too, huh? Uh-huh. You remind me of my buddy back home.
The mother sees Ryan.
Oh, a bloodthirsty monster!
Where?
Oh, he's a killer!
Get away from my baby!
She tries to sit on Ryan.
Calm down, lady!
Can anyone save my baby?
She misses. Ryan runs away.
Bye-bye.
Larry's calling out.
Sammy!
I wasn't meant for the wild. I was made to nibble and be elegant and to appear in children's books as the letter G.
Come on, this isn't scary, is it? It's just leaves and vines and... Oh, that's my foot.
Mm. Oh. Nigel, keep a lookout back there.
Yeah.
You too, Larry.
Okie dokie.
Mm. Oh, I see. All right, okay, yeah. You're giving me the silent treatment, like I care.
Nigel, I gave you an order. Would a little sir, yes sir, kill ya? Nigel!
Nigel's gone.
Okay, that's not funny, Nigel.
He's gone! What do?
Nigel!
First Ryan, then Samson, and now Nigel! Oh, I do believe in Susan.
Larry,
I do.
Don't panic, I'm in charge here.
That's why we're panicking.
I say we fan out in circles.
Oh, what are we, peacocks? We don't fan, we run. Run for your lives, everybody!
Guys, I've got an idea. Why don't we ask them?
Some wildebeest.
It's okay. They got hooves. That means they don't hunt. They graze.
But they're licking their chops.
I'll take the one with the funny knees.
The funny knee.
Benny, no!
Benny charges straight into its nose. The wildebeest flicks Benny at a tree.
Benny?
Get them!
Hey, back off. I'm sorry, I'm not that kind of koala bear.
Nigel wakes up.
Ah, right.
He's sitting between the horns of a wildebeest.
Excuse me. Hello. Terribly sorry to bother you, but... do you speak koala? As black as a koala?
The wildebeest glares.
Right.
The herd of wildebeest are heading to the smoking volcano.
Could you possibly not go towards the big smoking thing?
Inside the volcano, the shadow of dancing figures line the far walls.
What a strange place for a party.
Hundreds of wildebeest turn to peer at him.
Very good. Very organized. Can I use your toilet?
One wildebeest jumps up.
I'm having a...
Nigel's led down a path. Hundreds of wildebeest stand either side.
Why don't you ask?
A couple of them perform somersaults.
They're frighteningly horrible monster beasts. They're not bad dancers.
Nigel's wildebeest joins in.
I'm so cuddly, I like you. Step kick, pivot kick, walk, walk, walk.
He slips and Nigel goes flying.
Oh no.
He's falling close to the volcano. The wildebeest scrambles up and catches him. Another large wildebeest appears.
What is that?
I am Khazar, leader, prophet, choreographer. And with your help, carnivore.
No! Don't kill me! I've had such a weird life. It's not fair.
Nigel turns around.
That!
All the wildebeest respectfully bow down before him.
Yoga retreat.
Samson's still walking through the jungle.
Ryan!
You can do this. Use your instincts.
He sniffs the air. A strangely colored plant sits ahead of him. Samson sniffs it. Suddenly, the plant goes green, but ahead of him, a tree trunk develops orange and white stripes.
Okay.
Samson goes towards the tree and sniffs it. The same thing happens. Another tree in the distance changes color. Samson goes towards it. Elsewhere, Ryan is looking scared and tired as he approaches a clearing. Ryan scrambles up a tall tree and throws himself on a weak branch. Perched on a branch above, a pair of vultures look down eagerly.
A lion come! We must tell Khazar!
It's my turn to tell him!
You got to tell him last time!
No, I did!
Oh, yes, you did!
They fly away. Back at the volcano.
Thank you very much, but I'm afraid I've got to run. Koalas are very busy bees, so if I can, I'll just buzz along to the door.
For centuries, we've watched our brethren perish at the claw of the lion. Today, we put our hooves down. No longer will we dwell at the bottom of the food chain.
Well, yes, I should say so.
There were those who doubted that you'd arrive to lead us. But I always believed in the omen.
Ah, the omen. Right. Remind me again?
Sent down by the gods years ago.
One of the toy koalas.
Oh, no, not you.
A flashback. The toy koala sits on the dashboard of a classic aeroplane. As the plane turns, the toy slips and falls through the air. On the ground below, a scared wildebeest is cornered by some lionesses. The lionesses scream and run away. The wildebeest bows before the cuddly toy.
O great him, you must lead us in our transformation from prey to predator.
Hold it. I am the great him? The great him?
Him.
Ha! So this is all your fault. That's it!
The two vultures swoop down.
Don't listen to him! Disarm him!
How dare you interrupt my audience with the great him?
But we found a lion cub.
You did?
Was he with a big lion? With big hair? Well, a mullet, really.
Oh, great him. You brought two lions with you?
Well, like any great him, I travel with an entourage.
Oh, worry not, Your Himness. I shall have Blank bring the lions here. And he better not screw this up like you screwed up my dance number.
I lost count for one verse.
Step, kick, pivot, kick, walk, walk, walk! Oh, why do we even bother rehearsing? A good chorus line is so hard to put together. Hey, to the skies!
We're taking! Sheesh!
Kazar turns to clumsy Blank.
Find them!
Yes, sir.
Bring us those lions!
The volcano rumbles.
The gods celebrate the fulfillment of the prophecy. We stamp our hooves in praise of the great him.
Holy moly!
Holy moly! Holy moly!
You are our king.
Nigel giggles. Three vultures fly menacingly over the jungle. Ryan's still in the tree.
Looky, looky, who's there? Surprise!
The tree branch snaps and lands on top of Ryan.
Sorry we're late for dinner!
Ryan roars. The vultures exchange glances.
That's pathetic!
Ryan smacks one into a rock.
It didn't hurt! Stop! Ow!
Samson lifts up his head.
Ryan.
He runs like the wind.
I'm coming, son!
Dad?
I can't believe
it. Find
I
me.
Found
I
you.
I'd
Are you
see
all right?
Again.
Are you hurt?
Dad.
Your paw.
I got trapped in a
Hold still.
Green box.
It's okay, son.
And then I escaped and I ran into the jungle.
Ryan.
And then those vultures came and they tried to kill me. I mean, you wouldn't have been scared.
Ryan,
I was.
I have to tell you something.
What?
Shh. Listen.
Scores of wildebeest appear.
Get him, Dad!
Run!
Huh?
Run!
Dad, you should be chasing them! Like you used to.
Those were just stories.
But now's your chance to show me for real.
The wildebeest are close on the heels of Samson and Ryan.
This way.
Ryan follows Samson between two rocks as the wildebeest carries straight on.
Dad, what's going on?
Just get up into that tree.
Ryan scampers up the tree, and his heavier dad follows more slowly. They both cling to a branch.
I think we lost them.
What's the deal? They're just a bunch of wimpy donkeys.
Ryan.
You can kick their rumps!
Ryan,
what are you
I can't
running
fight.
From, you donkey chickens? Get back here!
Ryan, I can't fight them.
What do you mean?
I was young. Still just a cub.
In a circus way back when.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages!
Samson, swallow that fear and stand tall!
Witness the greatest day in our young lion's life. The day... He discovers his roar!
Dad, I can't do it!
Now, go!
Listen, as Samson unleashes a roar so mighty, it launches a wildebeest clear off the savannah!
A mechanical wildebeest charges up to wide-eyed young Samson.
Samson, dig deep!
The mechanical beast stops just in front of him. Later.
A
us should have known. If you'd been born in the wild, you'd know how to roar.
Dad! 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 Wait!
Young Samson in a cage is driven away from his dad.
Dad!
When they shipped me to the zoo, I never wanted anyone to know where I came from. Especially those closest to me. I should have told you sooner.
But all those stories you tell...
I'm so sorry, Ryan.
Everything you told me was a lie?
The wildebeest up alone.
Dad!
Hang on, son!
Samson slips.
Ryan!
Ryan falls.
Ryan!
The tree's pushed over.
Ryan! Run!
Not so fast, Tigger.
It goes over a cliff. Samson lands at the bottom of the cliff, stunned.
Ryan.
Help!
Ryan.
Dad! Help me!
He sees the top of the cliff as a blur. He loses consciousness.
Whoa.
Ben is being rolled in somersaults along a path.
Hey!
Ow. Beetles roll dung balls. One of them's rolling him.
Get off me! What is going on here?
Stinky does not speak.
It rolls like a little boy.
Wait. You guys think I'm
a... Or Stinky?
Less talk, more roll.
Yeah.
Roll.
Rolling the dung is good for tight buns.
I'll give you something to roll about.
Benny goes to kick them and ends up flat out.
It's a good thing Bridget didn't see that. Bridget! Larry! They're gone. I gotta find them. No, I gotta find Samson first. No, first!
His ears prick up as he comes across Samson's unconscious body.
Sam!
Samson's lying completely still. Benny comes up to him with his ears pinned back. The wildebeest kicked Ryan to the front of their group.
Bridget! Larry! Oh, Ryan! You're alive!
Good to see you guys.
Where's my hug?
Larry!
There it is!
It's good to see you too. What are you guys doing here?
We came here with your father to find you.
And he's probably out there right now looking for us.
I wish he were. Some of these wildebeest pushed him off a cliff.
What?
I don't think he made it. I don't see how he could.
Oh, Ryan. I'm sorry I got you into this.
Khazar, I think you'll be very pleased with what I brought you.
What's this? Where's the other lion?
Right. Well, I was going to tell you, there was this cliff, and... Why are you looking at me like that?
That's twice you've been out of step today, Blag. You klutz. You know we can't ascend to the top of the food chain until we eat a lion. Well, at least there'll be enough for my ascension.
What about the rest of us?
Step, kick, pivot, kick!
Khazar's final kick knocks Blag off the cliff top.
Ha ha!
Ouch! I twisted a hoof!
You work and you work, then they break your heart.
There goes my career!
Prepare the sacrifices!
Benny.
Why did I let him go off by himself? He couldn't catch a cold, much less his own lunch.
Behind him, Samson stirs.
Bet I could catch you.
Please. My natural predator is fuel injection. What? I knew you weren't really gone. I knew it. Come on, I knew it. We're still buddies, right?
I lost Ryan. There were too many. They just took him.
Who? Who took him?
Wildebeests.
The freaks with the hooves! They got Larry and Bridget, too.
Couldn't fight. Couldn't.
Come on, Sam, you're a lion. You come from a long line of kings. Yeah, maybe you're not from the wild, but fighting's in your blood.
No, I'll never be a real lion.
Wrong! You are a real lion. Doesn't matter where you're from. Zoo, jungle, goldfish bowl. It's what's in here. That determines who you are. At least that's what you always told your son. Now he's out there, Sammy. And he needs you. Who else is gonna teach him how to roar?
Samson puts his great paws down one by one and struggles to get up.
That's it, Sammy. That's it.
He towers over the gray squirrel.
Let's go find my son and my friends.
Yeah, nothing's gonna stop us. Except that we have no idea where we're going.
A magical arrow pops up on a nearby tree branch.
Whoa! What is that?
My, instincts?
Benny scampers ahead, following the colorful signposts.
Benny!
We're almost there.
Huh?
Well, that settles it then. My mother definitely drank pool water when she was pregnant with me.
Benny, look.
Wildebeest.
The freaks with hooves!
Ryan's in there.
Whoa, whoa! You can't just barge in. That's suicide.
Benny, get out of my way.
Don't listen to the rat.
Hey, who are you calling a rat?
You, of course.
You'll give away our position.
Ow! I'll have you written up for that.
Fool! You blew our cover. Men, scatter!
Not so fast.
Ow.
Look who I got, Sammy. It's your lion instincts.
Who are you guys?
Our names aren't important.
I'm Cloak. He's Camo. We're covert agents.
Oh!
Why have you been leading me around everywhere?
I'm afraid that's classified.
Top secret.
Hush, hush.
Because the wildebeests have gone mad. Oh!
Cloak!
What? It's not like I told them our plan is to use them to defeat Khazars. Oh!
Listen, just tell me, did they take my son in there?
That's need to know.
They did. And they think the koalas are God.
You're the worst covert agent ever.
Oh, yeah? Then why can I do this?
The two chameleons jump on Benny, turning him different colors.
Sammy!
Idiot, that maneuver's confidential.
No, it's secret. This one's confidential.
Oh.
And this one's restricted.
Hey.
Super secret.
Jeez.
Top secret.
This is
ultra secret.
Enough! No more!
Oh, show him the super top secret no more. Gotcha.
No!
They vanish.
I got an idea.
A light bulb appears in the wildebeest lair.
Oh, who is this great him anyway? I'll take him on. I'm the great her. I'll show him a thing or two. I mean, I'm from New York City, for Pete's sake. Oh, my.
Bridget, Larry, and the gang look around in alarm at a huge stone statue of a koala bear. Nigel standing in front of it, wearing a pineapple crown and holding a torch aloft and sticking out his belly. Wildebeest pay homage to him.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
Nigel waddles importantly down some stone steps towards them. Wildebeest kneel as he passes. Bridget lowers her neck to have a word with the koala.
Nigel, I don't know what you're trying to pull, but I will kick your...
Silence! Oh.
Why, you little...
Silence again!
You do not speak to me!
Nigel, what's the deal?
Great hymn. Shall we prepare the feast?
Yes, we shall! What's on the menu?
Them.
Oh, no. Eat friends and be God. Don't eat friends. God, friends, God, friends, God. Oh, that was subtle.
Prepare the meat fire.
A stone cover is nudged away from a flaming pit.
Wait! We cannot cook them without, onion.
A wildebeest hurls an onion into the fire.
Well, that was fast.
Let the ritual begin.
Wildebeest kick Ryan near to the fire. Bridget hisses down at Nigel.
I am so mad at you.
Wait! We also need, hats. Do we not have the party hats of death? I've got mine. And before the feast, we must all...
Nigel shoots up into the air and spins round.
I'll levitate and spin uncontrollably and feel a bit sick. Woo-hoo! How do I stop this thing?
Guys!
Benny?
Benny? Fuck, a squirrel.
Larry.
Shh. We've got a plan. Follow me.
We?
I can fly!
Oh, great him. We are humbled by your power.
Be humble. Huh? Only the great him can do this.
Yeah. Volcanic gas!
That cover's blown.
Major malfunction! Abandon ship!
A jet of volcanic air under Nigel knocks the chameleons to the ground, revealing Samson with Nigel riding on his head.
Oh, boy.
Well, bad time you got here.
Oh, great him. It's another miracle. You've delivered us. A real lion. Blag, your luck has turned. Thanks to the great him, we shall all ascend tonight.
Nigel, we've got to create a distraction.
Hang on a second. I got got miracles coming out my ears. Ready? Stand back! As the great me attacks the lion over 73 times my size.
Woo! Woo!
Lion scampers away, then stops.
Dad? My dad's alive! Gosh, my dad made it!
Brian, no!
Nigel leaps onto Samson's face, whacking him with his torch.
Whack, 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 whack!
Dad!
Ryan!
I planned it.
Ryan, no!
At long last, the cosmic balance has shifted.
Stay close.
Prey has become predator, and predator has become prey, and the hoof finally trumps the claw.
Come on, Dad. Let's show these turkey jerkies who's at the top of the food chain.
Let's eat the brat first.
Over my dead body.
Samson charges at Kazar. The two animals wrestle. Kazar tries to headbutt the lion. Samson avoids the deadly horns and lashes out with his huge paws. One of Kazar's horns breaks off and rolls over to Ryan.
Yeah.
Kazar hooks Samson on the other horn.
Dad!
He tosses him onto a ledge. Samson clings on.
He's gonna kill Samson if we don't do something!
Why don't we use the secret prey? I know. Shut up, Larry. That's stupid.
No! It's brilliant!
They laughed at me when I spoke with the omen. But look who's laughing now!
Kazar stamps on Samson's paw. Ryan trembles. Larry's made himself into a catapult about to hurl a rock.
Little left! Yeah! No! Little right!
Next floor! Bottom of the food chain! Ding!
Fire!
Kazar rears up as the rock catapults towards him and knocks him down, giving Samson vital recovery time.
We gotta find something bigger!
I know where we can find something bigger.
Ryan's put himself in the catapult.
Ready, Ryan?
Dig deep.
You should have stayed at home. Now our shrine will become your tomb.
Fire!
Ryan hurtles onto Kazar's back with a huge roar. The cub digs its claws into Kazar's back.
Ryan!
Kazar tosses Ryan onto the rock.
Ryan!
I don't typically eat dessert before the main course.
Get away from my son! Ooh.
Samson leaps onto Kazar's back, but he's knocked off and Kazar raises a hoof. Samson kicks him against the statue and Kazar crumples to the floor. Samson goes to his son.
Ryan.
He turns from the motionless lion cub. The wildebeest advance on them both.
Ryan, are you still with me?
It's okay, Dad. I just want you to know I'm sorry you didn't have a father like the one I have.
Ryan.
Samson nuzzles Ryan.
How touching.
But then last words usually are. Finish them.
The wildebeest advance. Samson bares his teeth at them. The wildebeest walks straight past them and close in on Kazar.
Huh? What are you doing?
I command you to attack them like true predators.
We are tired of pretending to be something we're not. But most of all, we're tired of you.
One of Blag's sidekicks tosses the toy koala towards Kazar.
Blag! Fine. I'll kill him myself!
Kazar sharpens his remaining horn on a stone ledge, and Samson covers Ryan's body with his own.
Dad, remember what you always told me in your stories. Dig deep!
As Kazar charges, he changes into the mechanical monster Samson had faced as a cub, with red eyes and smoke coming from its nostrils. Samson digs deep and opens his mouth to roar. A mighty wind from his roar has all around them covering their ears. One wildebeest's hair stands on end. The force of Samson's roar sends Kazar backwards, his hooves leaving marks in the stone. Another mighty roar sends Kazar reversing into the stone statue at speed. He collapses under it as stones begin to fall.
Whoa.
Let's go.
Yeah. Come on, let's get
Come on, everyone, get out of here.
And for the record, I've always hated your choreography. It's so 80s.
Black pulls a face at Kazar.
That's right, run! Run like the cowardly prey that you are! I will hunt you down!
Everyone, to the boat!
Top of the food chain, Ma! Top of the food chain!
The cord in the toy koala tangles around Kazaa's legs.
I like you! I'm so funny! I like you! I'm so funny!
The stone statue crumbles into chunks that fall on Kazaa. The volcano erupts, sending plumes of smoke into the air. At the seashore, animals get on board the boat and wildebeest headbutt it into the water.
We're never gonna make it!
Push, you crazy hairy monsters! Push!
Larry, throw it in reverse!
Reverse throwing!
As the boat picks up speed, the volcano blows its top. Huge chunks of burning rock hurtle through the air as the animals make their escape in the boat.
Whoa! At least I saw the wild before it disappeared.
I can still see it. It's right
here.
His heart.
I found my roar.
We both did, son.
You know, Dad, this will be our first story of Samson and Ryan the Wild.
I don't think anybody's gonna believe it.
Oh, incoming!
From the volcano, something flies through the sky to the boat. The wildebeest clear the deck, and the toy koala lands right next to Nigel.
I know you're cuddly, but can you float?
With an evil grin, Nigel flings the toy overboard.
I'm having a...
Left.
The wildebeest start to rock, and the boat pitches from side to side.
Splendid!
Oh!
No! Smashing!
Hey, stupendous!
Are you guys sure about this?
Operation Sneakover is now complete.
Hey, look, everyone! I'm a secret agent! Hoochie!
Larry's multicolored.
Bridget, I get it. You're more than just a tall, lanky goddess. You're a strong, independent female. You don't need to be defined by your relationship, and I respect that.
It's about time.
She kisses him.
What was that?
Just your daily dose of vitamin, Bridget, baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah!
Then he slides down her back.
Look out! Whoa! Yahoo!
Step kick, perfect. Walk, walk, walk. Yes! Did y'all see that? Check this!
Blag's doing some breakdance moves.
Hey, Blag. No parking on the dance floor.
Parking?
Dad?
Make some room there, big guy.
Samson boots Blag out of the way so he can dance, but he's not very good at it.
Ooh, yeah! Pretty crazy, right? Pretty wild.
Well, technically, it...
Ryan's tail's in Benny's mouth.
Awesome.
Yes, right.
That's enough.
I was
just
going to
say that.
Come on, everyone.
Now they're all doing the moves.
This is going to be a long ride home.
Then he shrugs and smiles. As the boat speeds on across the ocean, the picture fades to black. All except for one goofy wildebeest getting his head stuck in a porthole.
What are you doing this for? What do you think is funny? Just get up.
Sorry about that, everybody. Sorry. Hello. Ha, ha, ha. Do carry on.
Audio description written and produced at IMS for Buena Vista International. The Wild was directed by Steve Spaz Williams. Produced by Clint Goldman. Produced by Bo Flynn. Screenplay by Ed Dechter and John J. Strauss, Mark Gibson and Philip Halperin. Story by Mark Gibson and Philip Halperin. Production design and art direction by Chris Farmer. Edited by V. Scott Balsarek, Stephen L. Wagner. Original score composed and conducted by Alan Silvestri. Supervising character designer, Eric Rigley. Associate producer, Jim Burton. Core supervising producer, Robert Munro. Core casting supervisor, John Mariella. Core line producer, Lisa Beshard. Chief technologist, John Carey. Co-producers, Ed Dechter and John J. Strauss, Jane Park.
I'm a real boy.
Executive producers, Kevin Lima, Will Vinton, Stefan Simshevitz. Walt Disney Pictures presents The Wild. A Hoity Boy Pictures and Sir Zip Studios production. A Contrafilm production. Additional story material by Bill Wolkoff, Dave Collard, Matt Lopez, Lloyd Taylor, Steve Spaz Williams. Lead story artist, Jeff Dixon. Story artists, Scott Lebrecht, Piet Kroon, Steve Moore, Troy Quain, John Fox, Brian O'Connell, Mark Pacella, John Williamson, Lyndon Ruddy. Character design, Marshall Almeida, Eric Payne. Character colour artist, John Townley. Sculptors, Norm DiCarlo, Mark Newman. Mould maker, Victor Hawkins. Casting by Jan Ruddin Pearson, CSA. Corbin Bronson, CSA. Casting assistant, Betsy Bagg. Samson, Kiefer Sutherland. Benny, Jim Belushi. Nigel, Eddie Izzard. Bridget, Jane Ann Garofalo. Pizar, William Shatner. Larry, Richard Kind. Ryan, Greg Sipes. Burgess Flamingo, Colin Hay. Duke, Miles Marsico. Easy, Jack DeSena. Penguin MC, Don Cherry. Hamir, Christian Argetta, David Cowgill. Stan, Lenny Venito. Carmine, Joseph Siravo. Hyrax, Colin Cunningham. Lag, Patrick Warburton. Scab, Jonathan Kimmel. Scraw, Eddie Gosling. Mama Hippo, Clinton Leah. Samson's father, Kevin Michael Richardson. Young Samson, Dominic Scott Kay. Dung Beetle number 1, Nika Futterman. Dung Beetle number 2, Julianne Boucher. Cloak, Chris Edgley. Camo and ringleader, Bob Joles. Additional voices, Keith Anthony, Greg Berg, Bob Bergen, Jason Connery, Debbie Derryberry, Terry Douglas, Jeannie Elias, Pat Fraley, Eddie Frierson, Nicholas Guest. Jess Harnell, Jason Harris, Bridget Hoffman, Emily Johnson, John Cassier, Daniel Kaz. Josh Keaton, Carolyn Lawrence, Danny Mann, Mona Marshall, Lorraine Newman, Nolan North, Paul Pape, Peter Pamela Rose, Fred Tatasciore, Audrey Vasilevsky, Hannah Williams, Steve Spaz Williams. Good Enough, written and performed by Lifehouse, produced by Jude Cole, strings arranged by Jude Cole, recorded by Florian Amon, mixed by Mike Shipley. Lifehouse appears courtesy of Geffen Records. Big Time Boppin' Go Man Go, written and produced by Scotty Morris, arranged by Josh Levy, performed by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, recorded by Charlie Picari, mixed by Scott Morris. Really Nice Day, written and performed by Eric Idle and John Dupre, produced by John Dupre and Eric Idle, recorded and mixed by Larry Marr. Really Nice Day Finale, written and performed by Eric Idle and John Dupre, produced by John Dupre and Eric Idle, recorded and mixed by Larry Marr and Tony Phillips, remixed by Tony Phillips. Real Wild Child, written by John Greenan, John O'Keefe and David Owens, performed by Everlife, produced and arranged by Mark Hammond, recorded by Dave Dilbeck, mixed by Serban Guinea. Everlife appears courtesy of Walt Disney Records. Clocks, written by Guy Berryman, Jonathan Buckland, William Champion and Christopher Martin, performed by Coldplay, courtesy of Capitol Records, under license from EMI Film and Television Music. Lovin' You, written by Minnie Riperton and Richard J. Rudolph, performed by Minnie Riperton, courtesy of Capitol Records, under license from EMI Film and Television Music. Ollie Boom Boom Boogie, written, performed and produced by Tony Phillips. Deflution Flesian, written, performed and produced by Joey Miskelin. Soundtrack available on Walt Disney Records, distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution.
All right, everybody, exit in an orderly fashion. Right, single file, keep it single. Ow! I seem to do a lot of falling and screaming in this adventure.